Have you invested in United States savings bonds this week?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Kenny Delmar, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest star today is Alec Templeton, famous pianist whose performances on the concert stage and on the radio have delighted millions. Before I introduce Mr. Templeton, let's hear from the Savings Bond Singers and Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Agay. They tell us that everything's going to be just fine when the Red Red Robin comes bobbing along.
When the Red Red Robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bop, bop, bobbing along. Robin comes bobbing along.
You know, most kids don't like to practice their piano lessons, but they're wrong. They're absolutely wrong. When Alec Templeton was a little boy, he practiced continuously. And where is Alec Templeton today?
Why, right here, Kenny.
Well, so you are, Alec. And welcome to Guest Star. I was just telling our young listeners that they should follow your example and practice their piano lessons. Most kids today have nothing but games on their minds. Now, what do you suppose happens to kids who neglect their piano lessons to run out and play baseball all the time?
Well, let me see, Kenny. Joe DiMaggio is down south for spring training. Ted Williams is down south. Bob Feller's down south. And I'm way up north here, Senator, sitting at this cold keyboard.
Well, Alec, you've gone and spoiled the moral of my story.
Well, maybe you'll have another moral or two when we do our little savings bond opera?
Yes, yes, indeed. I have a whole handful saved up for that part of the program. But I guess I wasn't much different from most youngsters, Alec. When I was a kid, oh, that must be all of 10 or 15 years ago, I hated to practice.
Oh, Kenneth, I am shocked.
Yes, I did, Alec. I hated to practice, so I worked out a system. When I was sent into the parlor, I'd pretend that the piano was in a bad light. It would have to be moved. It took me half hour to move it. And by the time I'd finished, my practice session would be over. Then the next day, I discovered it wasn't quite right, and I'd move it again. Took piano lessons for 5 years, and I want to tell you, Alec, I've always been glad I practiced.
You play the piano, Ken?
No, I don't play, but if you ever want a piano moved, I'm your boy.
Well, at the moment, we don't want the piano moved, because I think I'll take over right now and play two preludes by a man who has never heard of the Delmar piano system practicing. Chopin.
Thank you. Alec. Simply wonderful. Tell me, Alec, do you think the classics are becoming more popular than they were?
Oh, yes, Ken. You hear them on jukeboxes under different names, of course. I have a lot of fun modernizing the old masters.
Yeah, well, how did you happen to start doing that, Alec?
Well, it all started with Bach Goes to Town, Mozart Matriculates, Mendelssohn Mows Him Down.
I see.
Well, today it's Tchaikovsky. So now I'm going to ask Dennis to play the original waltz from Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin. That's the untouched version of the waltz. Now, here is Opus Number 1, Bounce Tune by Tchaikovsky. From Eugene on again, it's Eugene's Off Again.
You're going to wake up Richard with that stuff. Thank you, Alec Templeton. We'll be calling on you again in a few moments. First, though, the Savings Bonds Orchestra and the Savings Bonders, under the direction of Dennis Agay, add some new touches to an old favorite, The Birth of the Blues.
Different tune, one that they could prune
as long as they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use. That's how the blues really began. That as part of the blues. From
nice, boys and girls. And now here's our boy, Alec Templeton, again.
Well, I would like to show you my very latest creation. I call it Three Little Dollars and How They Grew. So will you join me, Kenneth?
I shall do my best.
All right. Oh, my darling. Oh, my lovely. Oh, my growing savings bond. I get you through payroll savings, ever loving savings bonds. And now, Signor Del Maro.
I save long, I save steady. My savings bonds are a certainty.
Vigilante!
Thank you. That tomorrow will not find me.
Bravissimo!
Unprepared financially.
Maestro Templeton, if you please.
Crisp and thrilling, I am willing to buy more and more each day.
A beast, beast!
At these prices, it's a crisis when I don't sock them away.
The finale!
Buy another, yet another U.S. savings bond each day.
And believe me, brother, 4-4-3. Well, that ain't hay.
That ain't hay.
Yeah, Alec, that was wonderful.
Well, Kenny, it was a real inspiration, because all kidding aside, U.S. savings bonds are the world's finest investment, and we should all continue to buy just as many as we possibly can.
This is your host, Kenny Delmar, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service and produced and transcribed in New York. I want to thank Alec Templeton for appearing on this program. Until next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a good buy. Goodbye, that is.